Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. And today I'm joined by Ashford from Beachville Brands. Hi, Ashford. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for taking the time to sit down and talk to me today. You've been on the podcast before. You're not a stranger to our podcast setup. You have been here in the studio as well, but today we are doing it virtually. And as those of you watching on YouTube can see, Ashford's got a very wide range of products behind him on the wall, which we are going to talk about today, including some of the new things that you have got coming out, which we've had a sneak preview of already. But before we dive into it, if anyone's listening to this podcast for the first time and they're not really sure who Beachville Brands are, do you want to just give everyone like a quick overview of who you are, what you do at Beachville and Beachville Brands in general?
Yeah. So my name's Ashford. I'm a senior commercial executive at Beachville Brands. And it consists of four brands. So you've got Beachfield, which is headwear. It encompasses caps, beanies, scarves, gloves across around 200 different shapes and styles. And we've got three bag brands, Bagbase, Quadra, and Westford Mill. And they kind of have their own like individual personalities. So Bagbase is a bit more fun, a bit more youthful, retail-driven, lots of bright colours and shapes in there. And then Quadra is kind of more function-based. So you're looking for school bags or you're looking for laptop cases or something more technical, like outdoor wear. And then Westford Mill is basically all the shapes in cotton, whether it's tea towels, cushion covers, aprons, tote bags, accessory cases, you name it. And we've got just short of 600 different products across all four brands. So lots to choose from.
600, that's a lot. I didn't realise it was that many.
Yeah, it's a lot of hats and bags.
That is a lot. We actually use one of the Westford Mill bags as like the giveaway bags for the winter warm-up event that we had recently, and I'm pretty sure it was the only one that we would fit everything in. Like, it's a massive tote bag. It's so cool. I love it. I have a few personally myself, but yeah, because we had like coats and everything else to stuff in there, it was the only bag for the job, and it did it very, very well.
Great.
So how did you find the winter warm-up event, Ashford? Because you came along, you showcased some of your new products. How did you find the event in general up at Rallowise HQ?
It's good. You know, for us, it's all about products in people's hands. So getting to meet, you know, the Rallowise reps and, you know, the guys like you, then also meeting the decorators, so the people actually putting logos on, and really kind of giving them more insight to the brands and also like the new stuff, which was like the main focus. So yeah, they're great, those sorts of events with hands-on kind of product experience.
Did you have any like frequently asked questions that when you go to those events people ask? Because like you go to a lot of in-person events as part of your job role. Like, what are some of the most common questions people ask you when it comes to purchasing hats and bags for decoration purposes?
Yeah, and they, you know, it's kind of like you show them. So, for example, you know, the main focus this year is on the patch collection and the patch beanies, and you show them how it can be decorated, especially printing. You know, and their first thought process is, "I didn't know you could do that." So it's not so much like a question, but it's like, "I didn't know you could do that." It's like,
yeah.
That's really the purpose of these events and all the other ones we do. It's like, it's just as easy to print or embroider on this sort of product than it is, you know, a jacket or a t-shirt or a hoodie. So
yeah, I think it's the amazement, isn't it, when people sort of see the different things you can do with it. Because I mean, we've printed on so many of your products over the years that I've been here alone, and one of the things that always amazes me is how easy they are to decorate when you know how to do it. And even things like the 3D decoration on like the beanie patches and stuff like that is so easy to achieve, and the finished result of it looks so good. Yeah. And people were like, "Oh, I didn't realize you could do that in like less than a minute with a heat press."
Yeah. It's that phrase. Yeah, "I didn't know you could do that." So yeah, it's really good for us to see and show people that it can be done just as easy.
Yeah,
their know-how.
So give us a bit of an insight into some of these new products then, because that's the main reason that I wanted to sit down and have a chat with you today. Because I got a sneak preview at some of these products at the event, and. Yeah. I love them. Like, one of my personal favorites is like the mint green patch one that I've already got my eye on for decorating in a video. But yeah, there are some really cool products in there. So do you want to dive deep and explain to us what you've got coming out and how our customers can get hold of them?
Yeah. So we've launched 9 new styles. They're available to buy now through our UK distributors. That's Rallowise, BTC, Prestige, Pencarry. And it's all available through those guys. Now, the main focus on the launch was the patch collection. So we have products like the B445, the B446. These are kind of historic, classic products with a patch on, so you can print on them. But the shapes are great, and they can be used for multiple uses. So whether it's fashion, it's sports, it's workwear, it's promotional wear, they have multi-purpose. But we found there was a bit of a gap to introduce some more fashionable elements into this whole patch collection. So you'll see things like this. This is one of the new ones, and it's based on the B442R, which we launched last year, but it has a rectangle patch. And you know, most logos that you see are round, so putting things like a round patch on there makes it more accessible and easier for logos. It's just stitched on to the back, and it allows you to put a print on there so much easier. So you got this one with the circle one, very fashion driven. It all comes with a black patch. So whatever color the beanie is, whether it's burgundy, it's black, it'll come with a black patch. Then we did the one you were just showing then. We did two versions. We did one. So this is just a white patch. This is cotton, by the way. It's cotton. It's not polyester. So the idea behind this is you'll see some kind of white patch trends coming through over the next kind of 6 to 12 months on different garments. And the idea is to use this white as a background. So rather than traditionally trying to put, you know, a full print or a full logo to kind of cover the whole area, they're using it almost as a canvas.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, so like it kind of works in your favor. You just sort of put your design and have show through and use the element of the patch. Yeah, that's cool.
Exactly. So it's fleece lined as well, so I keep it super warm, super toasty. And then we do the same version in a non-bubble as well. So it's the same thing, one with a bubble, one without. And again, we've really focused on the color palette. So, you know, you won't see your traditional bright royals, your classic reds, your French navies. You'll see a much more earthy tone of colors, especially in, you know, this kind of sandy and green colors.
Yeah, these are really popular. We're seeing so many of these in the moment. And the feel of this as well, like you're saying about it being cotton, not polyester, like you can feel like that feels premium, high quality. Yeah, that's going to be super easy to print on. And yeah, that's probably one of the coziest, like, insides of a beanie I've ever seen.
And all our products as well, throughout the, you know, all the brands will either have recycled content or organic content as standard as well. It's just a standard thing to do these days. It's not really a sustainable range per se. It's just, we're just doing it as standard.
It's just the baseline of like where you guys start with production.
So that's those three, and then moving on to as Molly was saying, your kind of favorite one. This is one, it's a tone-on-tone patch beanie. So the colour of the patch will match the beanie. So yeah, I can see Molly's got the dusty green one there.
I love this colour.
Yeah, it's a really, really popular. It's based on the B385R, which we launched last year in 30 colours. Strong colour, straight from the get-go. And yeah, ultimately, putting a patch on there just gives you so much more options and so much more versatility to putting logos on there. So that's really the focus on that one there.
This one feels super soft. It doesn't have the fleece line. It's like knitted the whole way through, but it feels really thick. Like that would keep you really warm. It feels so premium. Like it's not scratchy. It feels soft. I love it. It really has. When you look at it, you sort of go, oh yeah, that looks expensive retail kind of vibes, but it feels like that as well. And like you say, with that patch on there, you could put so many different types of decoration on it.
Ultimately, you know, as I said, it's the same as the B445, the same concept, but yeah, this just looks, it kind of leans itself more to the fashion side of it than the 445.
So how many colours does this one come in? So we've got the mint green that I'm holding, you've got like a light blue there.
It's got the dusty blue, dusty green, there's a black, there is a kind of oatmeal sandy colour, quite a few colours, quite a few. It's really nice. Again, it's much more of a softer palettes, but your traditional kind of, you know, promotional wear colors, as you say. So yeah, really nice. And then second to last in the patch collection, this has probably been the second most kind of viewed and kind of liked product, and it's the zippered patch beanie. Now
it has the same color.
Yeah, so this is the gray one, and it does have a accessible pocket in there, so it's a usable pocket, but again, we've left enough space here so you can put a nice print across the bottom. The idea is being, you know, it's kind of taken from fashion, and the idea is you can use it not just in fashion, but also, let's say you're a runner and, you know, you have your house keys, but, you know, typically you're wearing kind of tight, you know, leggings or, you know, sportswear, and you don't want a big bunch of keys sticking out. So single house key, pop it in there, and you're running, you know, you're walking the dogs in the morning, you're a security firm, you've got your pass, you know, there's multiple uses for this.
That's an interesting one. I didn't think of that. Like security companies, that would be a really good idea.
Yeah, so if they're, you know, usually they have to like patrol. So they don't just sit inside, they're patrolling the perimeter. So they, you know, instead of like a lanyard with a pass on, you put the pass in there, walk around, and, you know, take it out, scan back in. So, you know, it's a great purpose beanie. Double layered as well. So, you know, it's got a really nice thick content to it. It's really nice.
That was like the first thing I said to you when I saw this one at the winter warm-up event for the first time. I was like, that is genius for running in the winter. That was my first thought process. I was like, I need to steal one of these because I have that same problem. I mean, I don't run all the time, but when you do, it's a right nightmare. You're like, what do I do with this, with that? I have to make sure someone's in to let me in. And I get like, no, problem solved. So I think for retail, this is going to be a winner. And like Ashford just mentioned, regardless of what industry you're printing for, there's going to be a purpose for this because it's not just trendy, warm. It doesn't just look nice and fetch a premium price when decorated, but it's just handy. Like there's an actual purpose behind this one as well, which I love. This is one of my faves.
And then the last one in the patch collection. So we did 6 patch beanies this year. And the last one is this really, really chunky knit ribbed cozy beanie here.
I love that. I don't have one of those.
No, I'll have to send you one. So you probably can't see here, but typically, you know, when you have a beanie, you have this, you know, vertical knit. You have to kind of, you know, stretch it just enough to be able to decorate onto it, and you have to kind of worry about puckering and things. What we've done is we flipped it so you get this horizontal line here, and it's a tighter knit as well. So for embroidery especially, you know, you don't have to worry about putting like a big massive back stitch on to not lose the design. You can just embroider it straight onto here and have it really clean. So I've got an example here. So I'll show you this one. Yeah, you can see here.
That looks really good.
There's no backing to that. It's just a clean straight on there, and it's a double cuff as well, so you'll hide all the backing. So again, that kind of value of premium beanies is really nice in there. So
yeah, I love that. One of the things that the team picked up on here when we saw that for the first time, and I will start this point by saying I haven't tested this yet, so I'll report back to everyone when I have had a chance to test it. I'll use this beanie as like an example just for the camera, but like Ashford was saying, normally the stitching or the knit goes this way, and when you put it over your head, obviously you pull the beanie out like that to fit it on. If you were to put like a piece of vinyl, or talking from like a print purpose now, if you were to put like vinyl or a transfer or a badge or anything like that on here, the second that you do that, you're stretching it, which is where people have problems. This is why we are a fan of the patches, because they make it easier to decorate. But with the stitching going the other way, our first thought was like, oh, well, what happens when you then stretch it? Because the seams are going the right way. Is it going to then hold the transfer or the vinyl in place when you put it on your head, meaning that you don't need a patch always for that type of beanie to decorate on? So I will report back to the listeners and viewers with how that goes, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to be good. So yeah, we'll see how that comes out. But yeah, again, genius, because like the patches are brilliant and I love the tone on tone. I think this looks fantastic, but sometimes you don't want a patch depending on, you know, how you're decorating, what your brand is, what your customer wants. You want the option to be able to decorate a hat like this with no patch easily and know that it's going to stay on there. So I can't wait to get my hands on that one and get testing.
Yeah, no, I'll make sure to get some out to you. And then the last three, first one is the multi-sport fan beanie. It's a classic kind of design you see kind of everywhere in sport. Again, this is something we didn't quite have in our range. We have various different sports beanies, but something like this with this kind of Marley effect in there, kind of like 3 colorways. It is lined as well. And as you see,
prime example behind you.
Yeah, this one, you know, it's been embroidered, but you can see the right type of decoration there. It looks fantastic.
It does. I like the colorways in that as well. So rather than it just being like one color or stripes, it looks like a sport product.
Yeah, yeah. And it's super heavyweight, super thick. It's really, really nice. You know, I would definitely recommend this to any kind of sport sector, any at all. So it's a really nice product. Second to last is the block beanie. It's really nice. It's got like a almost like a woolen effect to it. Still, you know, recycled material, but it has like a really nice woolen effect to it. Two-tone, again, it has a double cuff as well. So you can get a really nice thick embroidery on there if you want it. It's really nice, clean fashion.
Yeah. That looks retail to me like that. This collection has everything. It's got something for corporate. It's got something for brand retail. It's got something for sport business. Like you've literally ticked every single box with this collection.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest way to describe Beachfield as a whole. You know, it's like,
single box.
Exactly. You know, it's every box. It's so easy. And then lastly is we have the junior beanie. So this is organic cotton.
This is so cute.
So all the other products I showed you earlier are made from recycled polyester, whereas this was made from organic cotton. It's just got a really, really nice kind of, you know, almost sensory feel to it. Got a really nice weight to it. You know, it's the age range is like 3 to 7 year olds. Really nice, perfect. You know, it starts to get a bit darker now, a little bit cooler in the morning and evening. So something like this, it's just going to go perfect for, you know, those weekend walks in the park or even walks to school in the morning. Again, softer color palettes, not your traditional reds and your royals and things, but really nice kind of peach and greens and kind of like almondy beige colors as well. It's a really, really nice beanie.
I love it. But you had been, I think it was the blue one at the winter warm-up event, and it had like embroidery on it and it had the babies on it and it looked stunning. Have you got that one with you as well? There it is, yeah.
See,
like the tone on tone with that as well looks brilliant. I love that. Yeah, that's super cute. I think as well, going back to like the bundle conversation that we had absolutely forever ago, the kids version is absolute genius because we always talk about adding family bundles, or especially with like Christmas coming up, we encourage people to not just sell like one product, but bundle it up to suit the family, brother, sister, mum, daughter, that kind of stuff. And this just means that especially for winter, you can double up on all of that. You don't have to worry about, you know, where am I going to get this product? Is it going to be as good a quality as the Beachfield adult products? Like it all comes as one now. Yeah, and the decoration process will be pretty much the same. I mean, cotton's like super easy to print on as well.
Yeah. So yeah, that's another advantage as well with it being cotton. You don't need to worry about, you know, masking off the beanie or worrying it'll melt. It's perfect for that stuff. It's great.
Yeah. So what would you say the top sort of industries are for people looking at this range? So I know it covers like everything, but what would you say like the most popular uses for these products are in like the different sectors?
It's probably, you know, it's difficult to answer because, yeah, we cover it all. So it's, you know,
everything, yeah.
Generally, you know, the products we've released this year are probably more leaning towards personalization. So kind of, you know, smaller groups, you know, they're looking for something for, again, the mum, the dad, their auntie, their uncles,
yeah,
in sort of sector. So more so the gifting, as a whole, you know, if you look at the whole 9 pieces this year, it's more towards the gifting sector, prompt to kind of, you know, Christmas and stuff. But yeah, again, it doesn't stop me from going down the sports kind of market. But, you know, equally, you know, you think of this comes in a green colour, like a Kelly green. You know, think of, you know, any sort of courier brands that have like a green in there or they have a red in their logo. Mm-hmm. Think about those couriers, there's, you know, there's tons of them these days. They have this with their company logo on there and it just gives you a really nice kind of premium look and feel for the company logo. So they're great as well from a kind of like work wear sense. But I would say the main focus is definitely the gifting sector for this launch.
Yeah. And like you say, especially heading into Christmas as well, that's probably one of the most popular at the moment. But yeah. I really do think that some people that have a heat press, even if it's not a hat heat press, but like a normal clamshell or like swing and draw style press, overlook what they can do with hats and beanies, because obviously caps, you need something like a 360, which you guys have there as well. We obviously have one down here. That's what I would say the easiest way to go about decorating caps and snapbacks and stuff like that. But from a beanie point of view, clamshells, in my personal opinion, are the way to go. I find it so easy. They last and yeah, they just look fantastic. It doesn't crush the hat. They come up looking perfectly fine. And I really do think people overlook it because they concentrate on, you know, t-shirts, add a hoodie, add a sweatshirt. Can I decorate on this jacket for winter, which is why we did the event. But obviously the reason we asked Ashford to come along with Beachville Brands is because there's so much extra profit to be made in the hat and accessories department. And if you can add that onto your range, especially decorated, and as Ashford said, even like personalized, that adds another profit margin to your business. And it's really not that difficult. I think a lot of people look at this type of product and go, I can't put that under heat. Like something like this, they might go, no, that's going to scorch, that's going to mark, that's going to melt. Like, no, we've done so many decorations with these hats. We've put them under the press so many times. They come up really, really well. But like you said at the beginning, Ashford, I think a lot of it is people just go, oh, I didn't know you could do that. And it's that barrier to entry, which we're trying to eliminate. Hence why we do things like these podcasts and lives and events and all of that kind of stuff. But it is possible to do. And it's easier than ever to incorporate these into your product range now because of what Beachfield are doing, trying to get it more retail vibes, trying to incorporate the colors, the styles, the decoration methods, everything. So yeah, I really do think it's something people need to be
One of the ways to kind of add a being on really is to take, you know, you're doing your classic, it could be any sort of uniform, it could be a one-off, it could be anything. Usually you will have the logo sized already, you know, it's already been formatted. You can take the same logo, you've just done your 100 runner t-shirt, you take the logo, and you just put the same logo on the beanie, and you just chuck it in the bag, and you know, here's one. What do you think of it? And then, you know, more often than not, you will get a repeat order from sending one single beanie with their logo that's already been, you know, kind of set, ready for print. So really easy add-on. Again, with the clamshell press, you don't need to get another press. You need to change the times or the temperatures or the presses. You just print your t-shirts, get your beanie, put your beanie on, print it, and do the same as you normally would. So, yeah, super easy add-on. Really easy.
I love that advice. I think everyone should be doing that because, I mean, it's not that much. For a premium beanie like this, they're not expensive. Like when you look at how much they cost on Rallowise, like they're really, really affordable. And if you just invested, say, getting 10 or 20 for your biggest clients, or even if you picked your top five clients that you think might be interested and chucked one in as an example, we advise people to do that all the time when it comes to securing jobs. Anyway, our listeners might have heard us talk about, you know, creating a bit of a sample product when you go to meet a customer for the first time, print a t-shirt with their logo on it, print a sweatshirt, a hoodie, take it with you, get the product in their hands. That's the best way to get someone to convert and get someone to really feel the quality of the product and what you can offer them. So once you've already got them for the t-shirts, the sweatshirts, uniform, whatever it might be, this is an easy upsell if you just chuck one in, especially with their logo on it and with transfers, vinyl, all of that kind of stuff. If you're gang sheeting or you're ordering high quantities anyway, like Ashford said, it takes nothing to just put what's probably like 10 p's worth of decoration onto a hat and chuck it in the bag. Yeah, super easy way. I love that advice.
Yeah, no, super easy. And yeah, just put it in the run of t-shirts, just stick it on the end and do it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So while we're on the topic of decoration, what would you say some of the biggest questions you get around how to decorate beanies? It can be caps as well. We don't have to just stick to beanies in this episode. Like, what do you get asked the most when you go to roadshows, when you meet customers, when people get in touch with you via socials, that kind of thing?
The main question we get on decorating beanies is, how do I put the logo on here? So they see them, they love them, they think they're great, but the worry is they will melt the beanie itself, like the acrylic that's in there and the elastane. Yeah. So how do I do that without melting it? So basically what you need to do is take a silicone shape, so almost like, you know, the alternative to a Teflon sheet. You would reverse your hat, place it on your heat press, and then you could get something like this, which is a silicone template. So we have some shapes cut out. You have the one for the 446, 445, the 442R, and you know, there'll be other shapes coming as well. And essentially, you take your silicone, you place it over, making sure you're masking off the beanie, so it's on the edge, and then you just print it as you normally would. That's the biggest question with printing beanies. How do I print it without scorching the hat? And the answer is, it's a piece of silicone with the shape cut out.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, like I said at the beginning, think that these hats are much harder to decorate than they are. And depending on obviously what you're applying, depends on what temperature you're using. So we've put like our director film heat transfers on the patches and just used a sheet of release paper, and the hat is totally fine. Like, it's not crushed, it's not melted. And I think a lot of things, let me say that again. I think a lot of issues that we get is people like over pressuring and having the temperature too high. So if you have a really high application temperature and your pressure's a lot and you're crushing that hat, that's when you're going to see issues. But if you have your pressure on like the lighter end of medium, which for like our Hotronix machines, including the 360 IQ, which we recommend for like caps and stuff, is between a 4 and a 6. So if you said it's like a 4, bring it down and make sure you've got something covering it, like a release paper. We've got our rubber like grip flex sheets or the silicone patches that Ashford's demonstrating. They'll all protect the hat you're trying to do, and 9 times out of 10 it won't scorch. But one of the things we always recommend people to do, regardless of how you're decorating, is test it first. Like, regardless of what cover sheet you're using, what transfer type, whatever it is, just make sure that you test run one or two first to get your settings right and make sure that your technique is good. Because if you print 10, 20, 50 of them and they're not right, then you're going to have just lost out on, you know, the product, you're going to have lost out on the decoration costs, and it's just a big waste to your business. So always test a few first with the different decorations you think you want to use. But yeah, it's 100% doable. And I mean, we've got so many reels on our Instagram and videos on YouTube decorating these literally with a press and a sheet of paper. So it's definitely doable.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some samples here. So
we're just completely destroying Ashford's wall for the people watching on YouTube.
So here you go. Nice, thanks. Clean. Again, you can see the bean hasn't been scorched. So it's not marked.
Nice, perfect.
And then Molly's runner beanie.
You've got my new fave. Yeah, that looks so cool.
Nice, yeah. And clean. Yeah, this is great.
It is definitely doable. Okay, well, to be honest with you, I think we've covered everything that I wanted to talk about today. We've recapped the new products, we've talked about trends, we've discussed decoration techniques. And yeah, this bonus episode, I really just wanted to give everyone a bit of an insight that we managed to get at the event of the new Beachfield collection. I'm sure there'll be plenty of content coming your way with these ones that we have got here to decorate on. So make sure you're following our social accounts on YouTube for that content. And Ashford, if people have any questions for you or they want to get in touch with you, how can they go about doing that?
They can sign up to our community. So head to beachfieldbrands.com, press the sign up button, and it'll give you access to not just the main information, but it'll give you extra access to the Decoration Insights, the Inspiration Lab, and also our Media Hub as well, which has our imageries and videos and decoration tips and so on that we do kind of from ourselves as well. So just go to beachfieldbrands.com, press the sign up button, and you'll get extra access to tons and tons of information.
Perfect. And final question for you, are these new products officially available? This podcast is going out on Monday.
All the information is on our website. Again, it's beachfieldbrands.com. Join the community and you'll have all the information you need. They're ready to go right now.
I'm so excited for customers to get their hands on these. I think they're going to love them. But in the meantime, thank you very much, Ashford, for taking the time to come and chat with me today. And don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever platform you're watching on. And we'll be back next week with another podcast episode. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers. We'll be right back.